And as we do this every night, this time live in studio, Andrew Morse has joined me every night. Every Wednesday night, we talk to somebody from AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse drew the short straw and gets to talk to me.
And I especially didn't know that you were going to be testing out guillotines when I was told I could come in live tonight here. It's a little bit frightening. But
we just happened to be driving by.
I was in the area.
Yeah, cool. That's good. It's better than on the phone. We talk to the guys over at Anchor Rising every Wednesday night to let everybody know what's going on the blog out there. And I understand you came up with a top conservatives in the state list.
We have come up with our first annual. I've always hated that term when other people use it, but now I guess that I'm on the other side actually putting the stuff up, I'll go ahead and say it.
Technically, it's supposed to be the first of what is
hopefully
to
will be
an annual.
Right. Yes. Top 10.
Your inaugural.
Yes. It's the top 10 right of center people here in Rhode Island. There's been some dispute about whether the conservative label actually applies or not. And
okay.
You are actually number 10 on the list. And
number 10.
This is not just something that we pulled out of thin air. We pulled the formula out of thin air, and then we did that and used that.
What's the formula?
It's based on conservative views, whether you have socially conservative views, economically conservative views, and then also it's not just about what your positions are, but it's about your ability to influence others and to kind of move the conversation in the state.
Cool.
Now, I know, for instance, you would consider yourself more of a libertarian than a conservative.
Yeah,
I probably
would. I really have very little. I mean, I believe that people should act in a moral, and there are very immoral way, and I think that there are a lot of social issues that I would like to see people be conservative because it just works better.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to preach that to people because do what you want, man. You know, I don't care. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, so I believe if you look, according to, again, our finely chosen panel there that went through these things with a scientifically groomed fine-tooth comb,
yes.
You scored very low on the social conservative scale, but very high on the ability to influence others scale.
Very nice. Thank you.
But I think one of the great things that you do with your forum here is the talking of political philosophy that you do, and I think that we need more of that going on, especially right now with what's going on. There's just this amazing disparity I see between what's going on nationally and what's going on at the state level. Where at the national level, you know, some people would go as far to say is, you know, we're putting socialism into place and there are all these dramatic changes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the level of state government, it seems that our legislature is just kind of sitting around and saying, you know, what's the federal government going to do?
And
we need to be doing more than that. And we got to really think about where we're going to go in the future with this stuff. And it's got to start at the local level.
Right.
And one of the places people can come to talk about that stuff, of course, is AnchorRising.com.
Excellent. You know. Well, you guys are putting out the list in pieces, right?
Yes.
So we're up to what, five?
We're up to five, and then we'll release two more over the next 2 days.
AnchorRising.com. Check it out, and you can comment on the choices, whether or not you agree with them, and whether or not they fit if you would rank them where they're ranked as well. So it'll be excellent. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, man.
Sure. Thanks for having me in.